National Youth Education Charity Ripple Foundation has officially opened its 11th annual Kids Write for Kids contest for entries. It's a one-of-a-kind creative writing challenge for kids in grades 4 to 8 across Canada. Founder Ivy Wong joining us on Canada Now. Ivy, you must be so excited about this.
I am. Thank you so much for having us.
Of course. It's good to have you back. What an amazing opportunity for budding young authors in Canada. I mentioned this to my son, who is now in the fourth grade. I mentioned this to him this morning, knowing that I was going to be talking to you, and I could see he was quiet, and I could see the wheels turning in his head.
Oh, God.
So it's just a great opportunity. Yeah.
Well, can't wait to read his story. you have to enter,
and you can enter online. I wasn't saying, Ivy, hey, I'm just gonna slip this under the door for you. That's not what I was saying. I'm just saying, like, as a parent, I'm excited that my fourth grade son has an opportunity to be in this contest just to enter.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no, that's awesome. And you know what, and he can also sign up to a virtual writing workshop that takes place every Saturday for 1 hour. It's free. And he can learn how to write stories. Like, we have this 5 core lessons, brainstorm bonanza, brainstorming ideas. Then we have mixed bag mayhem, talk about character development, plot line, play by play, you know, to educate you on what's the plot and details. A good story is all about the details, right? Instead of saying the bear entered the room, you know, you want to describe a little bit more about the bear, right? Obviously staying on track to make sure that the story is going to be on track throughout and cohesive, right? So it's free, and anyone can sign up to these workshops.
RippleFoundation.ca. Folks can learn more about that. My son's certainly going to take advantage of that. So what kind of entries are you looking for?
Well, you know, creative, original stories, short stories, or collection of poetry. I mean, last year we had 2 winners. One of the winners wrote a collection of poetry, and one wrote a fabulous short story. So as long as it's original, that's what we're looking for. And obviously creativity from kids anywhere around Canada, from grade 4 to grade 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And you're accepting entries until March 31st. So what happens then? I mean, a fourth grader, fifth grader, sixth grader, seventh, eighth grader has sent in their entry by March 31st. What happens then?
So what we do is that we spend the month of April to filter all the entries. We have 3 editors that goes through all the entries, and we narrow down to the top 10 for final judging. So every year we have a curate 12-strong judging panel that composed of the previous winners, award-winning Canadian authors, poets, editors, journalists, and avid readers.
This must be a lot of fun for them. Like, to ask them, hey, this is what I need you to do in April. They must love that.
Yes, it is. It is very, very amazing. We get positive feedback from all the judges. They are totally floored in terms of the talent that's written. Because when they receive and read the stories, they have no idea, like, who wrote it, what grade, or anything, because all the entries are, like, blank, like, you know, just a story with the title, right? So they have no idea, like, whether it's written by male, female, you know, whatever. They're just reading the stories and judging the stories as the story is. And we have a way of judging the stories based on 3 criteria. 40% is based on creativity and originality of the story's theme, plot, whatever on. Then 40% is based on the story structure, character, the settings, the details. And then 20% is based on the style and tone and the quality of writing. So, and that's how they go about rating the stories.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, in terms of creative writing, building a young person's confidence. Like, I can say, if I can bring up my son once again, creative writing, coming up with stories, for up until a time in his school career, that would be the thing he wanted to do the least, because he didn't feel he was any good at it. And I thought he was. He just didn't have the confidence, right? But then he'd write stuff, and I would legitimately say, you wrote this? Like, you came up with this? That's a great idea. Like, I would never have thought of that. Like, boy, young people, they go in these different directions, or they come up with things. There's too much going on in my head for me to have come anywhere close to coming up with that. So my genuine surprise that he would have come up with that has really given him a confidence boost to a point where creative writing is no longer the thing he likes to do the least, which I think, given where he was, is quite a thing for him. But it's amazing how creative writing can build one's confidence in a young person.
Yes. I mean, the thing is, I think what it is that, you know, creative writing enable kids to share the ideas and really help to develop their voice. Right. And so when you share an idea and develop voice and people get excited, this is really strengthening their confidence. But of course, this is true for everyone, not just for kids. Right. Mm-hmm. Because I think, like, my opinion, I think everyone is creative or has creativity within the head. And half the time is really trying to figure out how to communicate with other people and share your ideas and communicate with people what you have in mind. And then that's where, like, the creative writing comes in, because, like, you know, if you can't communicate, it's all locked up in your mind, nobody knows what's in your head, right? So you really need to write it down, and so people will get it. And once you share it, and people say, oh my God, this is amazing, this really, really helps to boost your self-confidence and esteem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's we've taken his creative writing to a point where I put him in front of the computer, and we'll print stuff out, and I'll get him to draw things that go along with it. Like, it's really opened up a whole new world, and I'm so grateful for it, because I feel like it's something that I can take part in. It becomes a group activity in helping him develop as a writer. And this virtual writing workshop that you talk about on Saturdays is only going to elevate that for us. You know, last we spoke, Ivy, like, you had published 19 books from children across the country. Over 3,000 students had entered their works, and over 10 schools and charities have benefited from book sales. I'm sure those numbers have changed since the last time we spoke, about a year ago. But how do you look back on all of that over the last decade plus?
I think it's pretty amazing. And I think every year book collection just gets bigger and bigger. And more schools are more familiar with our program, because we've been so consistent having it for 10 years. And so the number of entries has increased over years. We started with 200 and 300 and over 600, you know. So, yeah, and the fact that, you know, the winners, you know, always choose a different charity of choice to donate the proceeds to. So I think the win-win for everyone. More charities are giving, like, you know, the proceeds from the sales. There are more titles, and we have more students being engaged, participating. So every year, it's just, the program is just building stronger and stronger. So it's fabulous.
You know, Ivy, if it hasn't happened already, it might be another 5, maybe 10 years or so before this is going to come full circle, where you're going to have still young writers coming to you and saying, I got into this, I'm doing what I do because of Kids Write for Kids. Like, that's eventually going to happen. What a compliment that's going to be.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing. I mean, the thing is, we do keep in touch with some of the previous winners, and we do receive, like, amazing feedback, you know, from some of the previous winners. I mean, some of the previous winners are not in university, right? And, and one of the things they all say is that winning the contest or taking part in the program have really, really boosted their confidence and self-esteem, and, you know, and the writing and the self-expressions and stuff. So, yeah, it's been awesome.
That's great. Ripple Foundation is entirely volunteer-led as well, correct?
Yes, we are. And we are proud to be 100% volunteer-run, because this really gives a true meaning to being a charity, because 100% of donation and proceeds go directly into our program.
So if one wanted to volunteer, ripplefoundation.ca, they could find out more about that. And no, Ivy, I'm not slipping my resume under your door.
Darn.
But Well, one can do that. They go to ripplefoundation.ca. They might be listening saying, hey, I want to be a part of that. They can do that?
Yes, of course, of course. I mean, everything could be found on our website, ripplefoundation.ca. All the links are there. We're constantly looking for volunteers to help us to spread our workload stuff. And obviously, like facilitators to help facilitate the workshop. Yeah, so it's it is pretty phenomenal in terms of amazing. And like our volunteers, some of the volunteers are featured on like, you know, the website as well. So you get to meet some of them.
Well, Ivy, look, you know, we get to talk every year and I don't want that to ever change. But you know what? If you ever want to have a winner or two join us on the show, talk about their work, we'd love to have them. Ripple Foundation founder Ivy Wong. Ivy, continued success with this, and I really appreciate your joining us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Jeff. Okay.
Anytime. Take care. Yeah. Thank you. There's Ivy Wong, ripplefoundation.ca, the 11th annual Kids Write for Kids contest. They're looking for entries until March 31st.